FM 90.3 WJTL, Steve and Curtis Chapman, Something Beautiful, a good song to run to. Zach Williams, Old Church Choir, and Dan and Lauren Smith. Before that, Lauren celebrating a birthday, their song Awaken, Let the Whole World Sing. Good morning to you, friendlies, with you, 751.
Weather-wise today, a mix of clouds and sunshine, high 81, and then tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and 62. Mostly cloudy Friday, highs in the 80s, partly sunny and 84 for the highs Saturday, partly sunny and expect upper 70s on Sunday. Right now, 58 degrees.
And our friends Mary and Karen are here. They're here to talk about the Community 5K. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you here, Karen and Mary, both with the 5K Steering Committee. Karen Bender, tell us a little bit about first. It's to benefit Homes of Hope. What exactly is Homes of Hope?
Sure. Homes of Hope is a relational ministry of Love, Inc., Love in the Name of Christ. They're seeking to mobilize churches to provide transitional housing for families facing homelessness. There are multiple houses around Lancaster County, but none in the Lampeter-Strasburg School District. Okay. So that is what our goal is to bring the first Home of Hope to the LS School District.
And how long has this process taken up to this point?
We've been working at this for about 3 years, looking for homes and raising support and raising churches in our district to partner together to
and
provide that.
I understand when you got churches together that this turned out to be one of the big needs in your area.
Yes, a survey would say that transitional housing is a big need, and we don't have that in Lampeter-Strasburg.
And have you found a house? Are you looking? Where's that at?
We're actively looking, and we're hoping and praying that we can have our first family in perhaps by the end of this year.
Wow, that would be great. So if anybody's listening from the Lampeter-Strasburg area that has a home that would be perfect, they should contact you, right?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Can they find out more information about the ministry online?
Probably the best way to contact us would be through the info at Community 5K.
Community5K.com
yes.
is the best way to find that out. Great. Mary Cunningham's with us. Mary, another way folks can get involved is they can be part of the run to raise funds for this. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The run, the Community 5K, is on October 21st. It begins and ends at Lampeter Church of the Brethren. The start of the race is at 9 a.m. If you would like to register, which we'd love to have more runners, we have people that registered ahead of time, so you can go to www.community5k.com and register there. You can also register that day. Registration is 7:30 to 8:30 that morning. The course is a nice course. We got positive feedback from that, starting and ending at the church, goes through some ball fields, a farmer's field, and the LSY.
It's such a beautiful area there.
It is. Yeah. It's a beautiful course. This is sponsored by a group of churches in the community. We have a lot of community sponsors that donate a lot of door prizes. So you can come get a door prize. You don't have to win in your age group or anything. You just have to complete the race in whatever speed you want, and you're eligible for a door prize.
And this is something that even if you're not a runner, it's a great
Absolutely.
Run.
We had people that walked the entire thing. We had someone push a stroller. So any age and stage, we do have two awards for the fastest male and female, but awards for age group. But it's really for any level of ability.
Here's an opportunity for you to help those who are facing homelessness in the LS School District, the Benefit Homes of Hope, the Community 5K Run, coming up once again October 21st, kicks off and ends at Lampeter Church of the Brethren. And again, give us the website if folks want to sign up.
www.community5k.com.
And is there a deadline for signing up?
You have to sign up before the race, and if you don't sign up soon, you just come and register that day between 7:30 and 8:30.
Once again, October the 21st, check it out online, community5k.com. Mary and Karen, thank you so much for being here.
Awesome, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you guys were great. Back to the music we go. This is Overflow, Cry on My Shoulder, FM 90.3.